Alleluia. My brothers and sisters, the Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Lord Jesus, be in our minds and on our lips and in our hearts. Jesus said to his disciples, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, so that every fact may be established on the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. One of the most horrifying videos I've ever seen, I saw it with a youth group a number of years ago. It was a video footage of a train station where some trains would stop and pick up passengers and others would just speed through the station. Now, the passengers were supposed to get on their platforms. It looked like from an underground passageway that would come up to the platform. But some of the passengers would take a shortcut. They'd walk across the tracks to get to the platform, even though they weren't supposed to do that. There would be a lot of warning signs and red lights flashing and barriers trying to prevent them from doing that, but they did it anyways. And it didn't seem that there was anybody around to stop them. So at first, you know, no big deal. People were just kind of casually talking and with groups of people just ignoring the warning signs and just walking across the tracks. At first, it didn't seem like it was any big deal, even from our perspective watching the video. And we began to complain, like, "Why are you making us watch this? This is boring." And the youth minister said, hold on, just keep watching. Well, after a few minutes, then we started to realize there was a train we could see in the distance coming, and it was coming pretty fast. But no one seemed to pay any attention to it. And then we realized what was about to happen. These passengers, they were talking. They had to go in between trains that were stopped. So this one train that was speeding was in between two other trains. And they stopped the video right before it looked as though the passengers were going to get hit, because they weren't even paying attention that a train was coming full speed right at them. Wow, brothers and sisters, we need warnings. We need warnings. Thank God for the warnings that we have. I was just thinking of, I have a brother who lives in Houston. Because of the hurricane warning, he and his wife they basically escaped the hurricane. They were very grateful for the warning. I have another nephew who lives on the island of St. Martin that was absolutely destroyed by the Hurricane Irma. But he was warned, so he stayed away. warning saved, perhaps saved his life. You know, God wants us to be safe. God wants us to live. God wants what's best for all of us. In that first reading from Ezekiel, God tells Ezekiel why it's so important to warn and alert his people. He is supposed to be the watchman. He said, I've made you watchmen, Ezekiel. Now, a watchman is the person that sits on top of the fortified city wall around the city that's paying attention, that sees enemies coming and sounds the alarm if there's danger. Or the person that's up in the tower overlooking the crops, and the people are out there picking the crops. Maybe there's a wild animal, a tiger, or not a tiger, but a lion. No tigers in the Holy Land, but lions, yes. The idea, though, is warnings save lives. And God was very stern with Ezekiel. What's the big danger? It wasn't a power that was coming, like the Babylonian power, this enemy that Israel thought was a big problem. But God didn't address that. Something worse was the problem. Something that destroys the person, the soul. That's the true enemy. It's sin. Sin's the enemy. It's like a hurricane. It takes away a person's livelihood, literally disconnects that person from life. Their shelter, safety, food, water. That's what a power. It's hurricanes come in and destroy. Sin does that spiritually. Spiritually. Leaves a person hurt, helpless. It's the most terrible destructive force of the soul, right? That's what we all have to deal with. And God told Ezekiel, if you don't point out the problem for people, they're going to die because that's what sin does. It kills people, but I'm going to hold you responsible. We need those warnings. Now, Ezekiel was a prophet, but brothers and sisters, by our baptism, we are Ezekiel. By our baptism, we're priests, prophets, and kings. So the church, all of us, stand and lift up the truth of love, the truth of life that God reveals to us through Jesus, where real life, real goodness, real love is found, and how to find it. You know, morality. Morality says, do this, this is good, and this is bad. So the church has a big role to play in helping people see what love really is. Watchmen don't run away. They stand vigilant, protecting that person. And Jesus addresses how we help an individual very lovingly. It says, if your brother sins against you, bring up the fault, but do it just between you and that person. We want to protect their dignity. Don't want to broadcast it to the world, but make it private. And do it with love, right? This is about love. It's not, we're all in the same boat here. So this is so important for us to do, brothers and sisters. It's hard. It's very hard. We all know we need grace. We all can recognize our own difficulties, our own struggle with sin. So in order to be the best watchman, we also have to grow. So behind me, I know you can't see it too well in the back, there's a banner. It says, grow and go. It's a new initiative in our diocese to really... all the parishes are going to be focused on this outreach of evangelization. But first, we recognize that we as God's people have to grow ourselves in faith and hope and love and knowledge of the Lord. I was thinking of this parish, how we're between the university and the hospital. And I think both those images are good for us. Here in this parish, we do learn. We're a school. We learn more and more how to grow and how to be better Christians, how we can bring the love and life of God to others. And we're also a hospital. Some have said we're more of a like an intensive care unit. That's true. Jesus is here healing our hearts and our souls through the sacraments. He says, wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there I am. So a lot of people find healing here. I had I get stories, people email me, testimonies. We had a woman who was healed here a few weeks ago. She was praying when we had the statue of Our Lady of Fatima here. And she felt a great deal of love and healing that lasted more than just a day. So it lifted her whole heart and soul. It made a huge difference in her life, the prayer that was happening here. During the prayers of intercession, I'm going to ask everybody to lift up those around you, to pray for their needs. Jesus will hear those prayers. He promises that. We have to grow in our unity, in our awareness that we're not alone, that we're together in this effort. Catholic Christians, we're united as one. We're the body of Christ. But we're individuals, but we have to keep the broader perspective. Salvation is for all. So we have to look outside ourselves. We have to help others in need. And I know we know this, but we have to keep reminding ourselves of this because sin tends to draw us to ourselves, introspection. And the Spirit of Jesus reaches out, other-centered. Today, we're going to have a second collection to help the hurricane victims. It's one of the ways we can respond to that. Many other ways. We have St. Vincent de Paul Society here. Did you know that St. Vincent's store was burned down to the ground by, it looks like arson. Looks like arson. So as our community, we're going to, in 2 weeks from today, we're going to have Vicki Wozni get up and speak more about how we can help St. Vincent de Paul. I think it'd be great if we went door to door and asked for clothing, do a big clothing drive to restock the store. We got Knights of Columbus here, the men who do such great service work right here in our parish. A lot of work behind the scenes, cleaning up the church, being ushers. They have the Tootsie Roll Drive that helps support St. Louis Center and the disabled young men there. Many other opportunities, Rosary Altar Society, our kitchen crew. We have a lot of amazing meals here because of them. Doubter's Choice Cafe. We're looking for people to get involved in serving coffee after the masses. Simple ways that we can offer ourselves in love and service. We have a choir that's fantastic, but every year we have people come and go. 200 new parishioners every year. So there's a lot of turnaround here. Lucia would love to have some new members to join her. Prayer. I mentioned prayer, but we have a lot of prayer groups. We have an intercessory prayer group called the Powerline Prayer Chain. People come with various needs. They're not sure what to do. They're in a very, sometimes very helpless situation. But they offer those intentions. And right away, the Power Prayer Line intercedes. And when we open our hearts to God, great things happen. So I encourage people to get involved in that ministry. Many other opportunities, brothers and sisters. So grow personally, get involved. We have prayer groups, Bible studies, small groups, but then go. Step out of the comfort zone. Reach out to somebody. Invite them. Invite them to the various things happening here. The number one way people come back to the church is through a personal invitation. Someone shook their head and say, hey, come with me. Come and join us. Jesus says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. All these activities are filled with the presence of Jesus. All these activities help in different ways to educate, to heal, and really that helps us to be that watchman, to proclaim to the world the truth of Jesus that sets us all free. May God bless you.